The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's poppin', my niggas? PSA motherfucking podcast, man. What's goody, my niggas? You know what I mean? Happy Wednesday to all. Good show tonight. I'm about to have a couple guys on tonight. Really want to talk to my bro, Show Gotti. And get his take on this whole Dot Mob thing. His take on the Rex and Shine battle, how he feels, how everything went, how he feels how Dot Mob is not where they're supposed to be at this particular point. So I'm waiting for Show Guy to call up. I got bro on the line right now. Let me holler at my man right here, man. He's close to both these niggas, man. He knows the ins and outs of Dot Mob. Let me get him on the show right now, man. So, Gotti, what's good, my nigga?
Yo, what's good, brother?
So, what's good, my nigga? How are you, brother?
I'm chilling, bro, man. You know.
Yeah, okay, you good, brother? You good?
Yeah.
So, I asked you to come on the show, because I feel you're the best person to talk to in the sense of you know what's going on behind the scenes with niggas, so. I just want to ask you first off this, being that you know both parties better than probably a lot of niggas do. What did you feel about the Rex and Shine battle, show?
So that shit was a goodie, man. You know, they both went at it, and one man was just better than the other one. I mean, I guess, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody's saying that K-Shawn 3-0'd them, and that was a good one, you know what I'm saying? Like, K-Shawn really did his thing.
Were you shocked at how the battle... Well, first of all, let me ask you a question. Were you shocked? Do you feel they should have battled?
Nah. Not at all, man. Not at all.
Why do you feel that way?
You know what I'm saying? We all grew up... we all grew up together. We all worked hard together. And to build this label up, you know what I'm saying? Like, none of that shit should have went down, man, but it went down.
Dude, was other brothers in the Dot Mob fold, were y'all talking to both parties in the sense of, like, come on, my niggas, y'all niggas don't need to fucking battle, my nigga. Like, whatever y'all niggas got, squabble issues, man. Okay, so.
Well, man, I mind my business, man. You know, man, today's
right.
Grown men, so. You know what I'm saying? Like, I let them, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, man, I got love for both of them, so I'm not here to choose no sides, man. I'm just here to support both and to whatever, you know? But,
well,
yeah,
you,
man, they
you were standing behind, you were standing behind Shine. Was it hard for you to stand behind Shine and, you know, not behind Rex, or was it, like, caught in the middle?
So, nah, like, man, I was just there to watch the battle, man. I mean, I could have been on any side. But I came with Shine, you know what I'm saying? So that was to, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, me and Shine was, like, together the whole day. So,
wow.
Man, I came in with Shine, you know?
But, to be fair now, we all know you from standing behind Rex when he battled DNA. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Is it more that, I don't want to say you were choosing sides, but do you feel that you had to choose? Does niggas feel they had to choose sides, though, in a sense? It's more like when Jay-Z and Dame broke up. Like, are you going to go with Jay? Or are you going to go with Dame? Was it like that, the same thing with Rex and Shine?
Not really, man, because, like I said, man, I was just there just to see that battle. I mean, you probably will never see me on the scene again unless I pop out. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, I'm
really
doing my thing. And, you know. So that's it, man. And I just went there to just see what they got for each other, you know?
Were you shocked of the outcome,
there
though?
Huh?
Were you shocked of the outcome?
Yeah, man, I thought Rush was going to punch a little bit more. But, you know, Sean did his thing, man. Sean, first, second, and third was fire. Rex first was fire.
I did like Rex first round. Were you shocked that Sean didn't go personal? Because he got personal a little bit in some of the rounds, but I'm pretty sure he could have got more personal. Are you shocked that little bro really had his business against big bro, though?
Oh, man. Not really, man. They both grown-ass men, man, you know? Like I said, man, I'm not choosing no sides, man. They both my niggas.
Right. Right.
That's it.
Now, I'm glad to hear you say they both your niggas shit still and stuff. Do you think Rex caught feelings because certain niggas that was behind Shine? Because Shine seemed to have the more of the support system of other people going into this battle.
Not really, man. Because like Rex had his brothers behind him. So, you know, that's family. To like
okay.
The niggas that was behind Sean, you know what I'm saying? Those Sean's friends, you know what I'm saying? That's who Sean be with on a daily. You know?
Because, Dan Bars wasn't even behind Rex or Sean. He was like behind smacking all that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because he like another one that wasn't choosing sides. You know?
Right.
I wasn't choosing sides, but I just came in with Sean. So, how's that? Like how that would look, you feel me? It's like I came
right,
in.
Right.
You know?
Were you shocked?
They both be
Mook
doing their
there?
Own thing. Huh?
Were you shocked Mook wasn't there?
Nah, Mook is busy, man. Mook be working.
But
show,
let's be real, my nigga. How busy you gonna be for Rex and Sean, though, my nigga? Like, I mean, let's be real. I mean,
well, you never know, man. You don't know what was going on, you know?
But, show, you used to be at the early battles when DNA battled Rex at Time Is Money, when Shine battled Calico, and you kind of fell back. We haven't seen you on the scene like that much. When I saw you on the stage, I was like, oh, shit, there go my nigga Show got it. Okay. That's
yeah, man.
What it is. I know niggas had to come out, though, Show. You know what I mean?
So the reason I came out, cause like I said, man, I just wanted to see a good battle. So like other than that, man, and I'm on the road with my team, cause we're working, and
right,
you know what I'm saying, like it's nothing but music.
Okay. Was it cringeworthy watching Shine like the fake dap and all that? Don't mind, nigga, that was cringeworthy. I'm not gonna lie to you, Show.
Oh, the fake dap.
That was cringeworthy, my nigga. To see Rex fall for that, my nigga. It almost felt like when Mike Tyson, when Larry Holmes had his last fight, and you know, like it just looked like real ugly and shit. Though, do you think
Rex
should have
knew that?
Get...
Rex should have knew that, you know. Rex should have knew that, like to they battling, you know.
Right.
Just like how he was coming at him, you know. So he was like, "Fuck it, let me see this." You know, and he fell for it. Like I said, man, this shit was a good battle, but I enjoyed myself. I got high, I got drunk. After the battle, I came home. You feel me? Like, I was just chilling, man.
Did you hear Shine's rounds before the battle?
Not at all.
So you just went there like, all right, I'm going to be surprised and hear what niggas was going to spit, right?
Yeah, because I didn't want to hear... nothing, you know? I mean, I want to hear everything
right.
That when I'm there.
Okay. Listen, I had Shine winning the battle going into the battle, Show. This is no shade to Rex. I think Rex is a legend. That's no question. No matter.
Oh, yeah, facts.
That's facts, my nigga. Like,
Rex is that nigga, man. Like, the culture has changed, you know what I'm saying? Man, you could do homework on niggas now. Like this is not like before when you gotta, you don't know who you battling, you know what I'm saying? You coming up and boom.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And you don't got no, be like, yeah, I know your sister, you know what I'm saying? Nah. It was just straight. All right, bet I'm battling him. All right, man, let me cook him.
Now,
nowadays,
before the
battle rap is like watered down.
Yeah, it's watered down. I ain't gonna hold you, right? I can't even front, my nigga. You 100% co-sign that, my nigga. Were you shocked at all, like, during the battle that when Shine set up his battle and was like, yo, don't talk about my daughter, don't talk about my seed, I'm gonna duff you out. Like, it just felt like the little brother was the big brother that night, my nigga. I just felt that vibe, show. You was in the building. I watched it on pay-per-view. Did you get that vibe, too, though?
Nah, man, they was just talking that shit, man. Like, Rex came in cocky, you know what I'm saying? How, like, Rex do. And Kayshawn was just doing
show,
the same thing.
Come
cocky,
on, my nigga.
You know?
Let's keep it, show. Let's keep it real, my nigga. My nigga, we've
never seen Rex get booed, fam.
I feel you, my nigga. We've never seen Rex get booed, my nigga. That's the first time I heard Rex get booed, too.
No lie. I was pretty surprised.
My nigga.
I was pretty surprised.
Niggas is screaming 3-0 chance in the fucking second round, my nigga. They screaming 3-0 in the second round. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Rex's first round was fire.
Yeah, but Rex's first round was dope.
K-Sound first, second, and third was fire, too.
So how you calling it, then? 3-0-2-1, how you call it, show?
Man, 3-0, man.
3-0?
Yeah, man, I ain't gonna lie.
Now,
Rex could have did better.
I agree.
Rex would have sat down and it's written. So Rex could have, you know what I'm saying, that would have been a boxing match.
Because before the battle, show, there was a lot of niggas talking on me, Queens Flip, Show Off, Daylight. These niggas were saying that they heard Rex rounds before the battle, and they don't know how Rex is going to fucking win. How Shine is going to win this battle.
Yeah.
Was there any concern to you at all, or any other niggas in the mob, that shit can get to the physical, or you niggas know niggas are going to keep it wrapped? Or were you concerned about Shine being a little bit emotional? Because I was worried about Shine being emotional.
Nah, man,
they
both was gonna respect each other, man. It wasn't going down. It wasn't going down.
You even got niggas show saying that Rex, the rounds that Rex spit wasn't the rounds they heard. Did you hear that kind of conversation also?
Oh, no, not at all.
So what happened after the battle, my nigga? That's what niggas are saying. Niggas are saying now, I think Daylight and Show Off tweeted, show, that those are not the rounds Rex spit to us, my nigga. You feel me? Like, that niggas is basically trying to say that Rex spared Shine because that's not the rounds he spit. Because niggas were saying, show, before the battle, that the shit Rex got, niggas are going to need security, Shine gonna catch feelings, it might get physical, you know what I'm saying? And niggas are saying that's not the rounds Rex spit to niggas.
That's the round he should have spit then, man. You know what I'm saying? Man should have made this shit, you know what I'm saying, it's worthwhile. Should have been worthwhile, man.
Do you think Rex looked at it more show like, show, do you think Rex looked at it more like, all right, We're gonna get a check out of this. Let's get a check out of this shit. And I'm not gonna go crazy personal on you. Even though he went to tranny talk, which is to me is a waste of fucking time, Rex. Because no shade to you, Rex, but my nigga, we not trying to hit tranny bars against Sean. We already heard that bullshit already, my nigga. This nigga got a seed. This nigga got a fucking wife. Like, we not even trying to hear that. And I looked at the show like, okay, if that's your man's in them. And you saying he's a trainee, he's doing some old homo shit. What kind of niggas you hanging around a nigga like that? That's how I looked at this show. Was I wrong for looking at it that way?
Nah. Cause I guess he was just trying to be funny.
Right.
I don't know.
What happened after the battle, show? Was it awkward after the battle? Did niggas dap up? How was it after the battle?
And I think Dan Balls like grabbed him and grabbed like Rex and K gave, you know what I'm saying, like a group hug. And then after that, man, Drew left, man, you know. Drew left. To go.
Do you celebrate? Sean went to celebrate, right? Sean went to celebrate. We all saw the Instagram on IG. He went to celebrate,
yeah.
And we didn't hear nothing from Rex. Just,
like, I left to like when to after the battle, I left, man. I jumped in the car and I, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't even go celebrate. You know what I'm saying? Like, I left. Then I went home.
Did Rex catch feelings? You standing behind Sean?
I have no idea, my brother. I have no idea.
Okay. Good. Do you want niggas battle, got shit off their chest instead of, you know, taking it outside and getting a physical show. Do you think niggas should now, all right, we got this off the chest and let's be cool? Or do you have, I felt that Sean wanted to get our Rex Shadow. Did you feel that way? I always felt that way. I told Mook the same thing. Mook told me I'm full of shit for saying that. But do you feel that I felt that way?
Nah, man, I don't feel that. I don't feel that either. Cause they all, cause they all have their own lane, you know? Cause they all have their own lane. We all had their own positions.
But sure, you don't feel that Sean was trying to get out of Rex Shadow in the sense of that, okay, every battle that
man,
I'm in,
Sean,
y'all was...
Sean was going for the bread, you know? Like, Sean was going for that bread, you know? Like, instead of battling three times out of the year, he started battling 6-7 times out of the year, you know what I'm saying? That's more money, you know.
So why didn't Rex
I don't got
no
problem
that
with
way,
that, man. I'm all about the money, man. So
I feel you.
Go get that check.
So why do
go get that check?
So why do you feel Rex had an issue with that? Then him joining NW. Did you have a problem with him joining NWX?
It's me.
Yeah.
No, I ain't have no problem. You're getting a check, man. You're getting money, man. Like, to nobody gonna take care of you like you.
Do you think do you think Mook should battle Sean now?
Who?
Cause that's the talk right now, show that niggas
hell
is out here
no.
saying nah.
Hell no. Man, it's over, man. That's it, man. Ain't gonna be no more dot mall versus dot, you know what I'm saying? Like X dot mall, whatever. Like, man, it's over, man. Man, it's over. That's it. What they got, man, they got their check. That's it, man. So hopefully,
who's
be cool again.
Show who's holding Dot Mob down, not on the street side element of it, on the battle rap tip of it. Because if this is Rex's last battle, and he went out and he didn't go out like Kobe when Kobe last game scored 50 something points, you know what I'm saying?
They
niggas,
have a few Dot Mob.
You said yourself.
They have a few Dot Mob niggas though. You know what I'm saying? Like, still got Tay Rock. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know he's K Gang Dot Mall, but he's still, I'm saying the Dot. You got
okay.
Dot. So, you ever heard of Dot?
Dot,
yeah,
no,
Dot.
We can't. Show, no disrespect, though, my nigga. I can't fuck with Dot. I know, hey, brother, I get it. He's Dot Mall, but let's be real, my nigga. The battle rap community, we don't take Dot that serious, my guy. I'm just being honest, my nigga. We just don't.
Now, Dot is nice, man. Dot is nice.
You got to give me some other names, so
man.
Shayna Ashley. I'll take Shayna Ashley over Dot, my nigga. I'm just keeping it tall.
So, yeah,
for real.
Tonight, man, I ain't finished. Like, hell, yeah, Shayna too. I was just with Shayna the other day, chilling, man. Like, she had came to the studio and chill with me.
Okay.
But, yeah, okay. Like, to a few niggas, man. So like you said, you got Shayna, you still got Tay, you still got Dot. What's that new kid they just picked up?
Snake Eyes.
Bad news.
Bad news. Snake Eyes.
Snake Eyes. You know, so you know they still got Daylight. You know. Who else? It's real deal.
Is real deal really Dot Mob though, my guy? So let's be real, my nigga. It really Dot Mob.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mook made that decision, you know? So, you know, when, you know what I'm saying? When the boss do it, man, that's what it is.
Who's the boss of Dot Mob? Since you said that, who is the boss of Dot Mob?
It's both.
Okay.
Both. So, you know what I'm saying? With Rex's name, it's Rex. With Mook, it's Mook. You know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you a question. What's, in your opinion, what's Rex and Mook's relationship? Because some people in the battle rap community show will say sometimes that it seemed that Rex sometimes take low key shots at Mook. You ever feel that way?
Nah, man, I don't want to get into that.
Okay.
Man, I curbed that situation.
I respect that, my nigga. I respect that.
Yeah.
I respect that. Show, man. Listen, I appreciate you rocking me. Just give me a couple minutes here just to get your take on a Rex and Shine situation, you know. I guess fast forward now, do you think these niggas could be cool again in a sense? Are they still cool again?
Man, hopefully, man. We should all just go out, man, have some Hennessy and just chill, man. I'm saying, do like
but
how
is it deeper than that
do.
Show? Is it deeper than Hennessy, though, my nigga? Is it deeper than getting a drink and smoking some blunts? Is it deeper than that, though, my nigga?
My nigga, this is not that serious, man. I don't think it's serious, man. So you never know. Let's see.
All right. Sure, my nigga. I appreciate you, brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. Have a good night, boss, man.
You already show, man. Shout out to you, my nigga.
All right, one, fam.
That's what it is. PSA motherfucking podcast. You already know what it is, man. It's your boy, Three Letter Band, a.k.a. Dre. You already know what it is, man. I got a special guest on the motherfucking show tonight, man. Respect this dude. Even though I disagree with him sometimes pertaining battle rap, he's a very intellectual dude. So for me, as an 80s, 90s nigga, I love talking music and battle rap with this particular person. Let me get the bro on here right quick, man. Blicky Facts, what's good, my G?
Yo, what's up, brother? How you feeling, man?
How you feeling, Mickey? How are you, brother?
I'm amazing, man. Good to hear from you. It's been a while.
It's been a while, Mick, man. Sir, first of all, it was good to see you back in the building, on pay-per-view, pardon me. It's good to see you back on the URL stage and in the festivities. Did you feel that you had to be here at Gnome 7?
Yeah, man. It was one of those things where I felt like my presence was definitely needed to be felt there, especially, you know, with the assistance of the Mike P and Twerk situation. I assisted with that.
Really?
So I kind of want.
Okay.
Yeah. I rock with Mike a lot. You know what I mean? YTG. You know, I felt like, you know, it was one of those things where, you know, he needed my assistance. So I made a couple calls. And, you know, we got him to get on that thing, you know what I mean? So it was beautiful.
Now, Mickey, I was one of the dudes after Mike P battled Chef Trez. I don't know how you feel about this, my brother. You could chime in and get your opinion on this, sir, because I respect your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I actually had Mike P losing to Chef Trez.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And when I had Mike P on the show, Mickey, him and YK, I guess, had a back and forth. And I kind of felt, and I don't know how you feel about this, Mickey, I felt like, damn, Mike P, you're saying you have a name coming up in the future. You acting like YK is a scrub nigga. Like, this nigga doesn't get busy. Now, I know he's not in the big stage, per se, Mickey, but let's be real, my nigga, he's beat the Chilla Jones, in my opinion. He's beating the JGs of the world. I mean, yeah, he got waxed by Sway Silver. That's a different story. But for him to get twerked, I understand it now, why he was saying YK is not on the fold right now. How did you have that battle for people like us who ordered the pay-per-view and we weren't able to see this shit live? How did you score that battle?
Okay. Well, that one, I personally scored a 3-0, Mike P. Now, I can see if somebody says twerk 2-1. Mike 2-1, excuse me.
Right.
But for me, you know, I kind of gave Mike the first. I edged it to him, but I could see people giving that to Twerk. So I mean, it's I gave Mike the 3-0. Now, as far as the Trez joint, I feel like Trez edged Mike as well. And I feel like, I just wanted to be clear, like Mike was never ducking Young Cannon. It was more so he wanted, if he was going to battle Cannon, he wanted it to be on Gnome. You know what I'm saying? Like, he didn't want it to be another Born Legacy. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's what everything is misconstrued at. Cannon is one of those guys that he's an incredible force to be reckoned with. You know, like, you can't, if you pull out one hand, like, you can't name five people that beat him. So, you know, it's, and in a small room, he's even more dangerous. So it's like, you know, not to say, okay, Mike, don't battle him on a small room, battle him on a big stage, but no, give, you know, they both deserve that opportunity, especially Cannon. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's been around since, like, before Smack was even here. Like, I've known of him, you know, from Mad Cypher days. So he deserves that look as well. And, you know, Mike wasn't turning down the battle. He was turning down the environment, you know what I'm saying, the setting, as opposed to the battle. And I think, you know, the media kind of just, they went rampant with just him turning down the Cannon, which wasn't the case.
Right.
So Mike would have taken anybody on Gnome. He just wanted to be on Gnome, and you got to respect that.
And to piggyback on what you said, Mickey, I agree, because now, once again, this is no shade to Young Cannon, who I fuck with. That's my guy. But I understand, in the sense, you're going to battle a name like New Jersey Twerk, who name is bubbling, in the sense where they, I don't want to say they're anointing him as the next guy, but, you know, they're anointing him the next guy. So it was good to see him, you know, Mike P, to get that battle. And from everybody saying that he won that battle, Mickey Facts, do you think that was a great look for Mike P to beat a guy like Twerk, who's right now bubbling?
Oh, yeah. That was imperative for Mike to clearly win, you know what I'm saying? Because it was a gamble to make that actually happen. So the fact that he clearly won, you know, like, the names that are now popping up for him, you know, in the future are, you know, they're the names that he's wanted. So it's great to see that he's going to be, you know, elevating within the culture, you know what I'm saying, especially in that tier system, you know what I'm saying? But it's only because he beat Twerk, you know what I'm saying?
Do you think if Twerk had more ample time to, you know, he said on Hip Hop Is Real, he only had 3 weeks to prep. Is that an excuse? I mean, you probably, Mickey, you're from a different cloth, so you're probably asking you as the wrong person to ask this, that 3 weeks is not enough time to prep. Am I right on that? If I know you, am I right on that? Or,
I mean, my thing is, the thing with that prep thing is, it's, you know, it's always good, because, I mean, it's a give and take. Because if he would have won, he would have been like, man, I only had 3 weeks to prep, and I still got crazy on him. You know what I'm saying? Like, it works both ways. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like they both had the same amount of time. You know what I mean? What I feel is, you know, was against Twerk was the fact that, you know, aside from the clean battle, he is pretty much had pauses and chokes in all of his battles. Like, it doesn't matter if it was 3 weeks or it was 3 months. Like, this is what happens with him. There's no knock to him. You know, it's just he's 21 years old. He doesn't have the composure that most other guys have. So, you know.
Translation, you're saying he's still wet behind the ears? Is that what you're saying, Mickey? He's still wet behind the ears?
Yeah, no, he is. I mean, I think he knows that he is. I mean, it's just one of those things where he's not there yet. I think, you know, you can't turn that big stage down, but you also, you know, have to know your limitations. So, you know, he made the decision to do it. You have to take all full responsibility, even if it was a week before. You still got to do what you got to do if you accept the challenge. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Shook and Av, what's your take on these Av stealing bars? Now, I know you're not a fan of that from the era you're from. Once again, I don't want to sound like we're old heads up here, Mickey, but let's just call it what it is. We're not from that cloth. You know what I'm saying, sir? I fuck with Av. Let me throw that out there. That's my guy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Some niggas say I'm an AFD writer, whatever you niggas want to call me. Cool. Mm-hmm. What's your take on all this? And Suge, who kind of, to me, was playing chess in a veteran move. Mickey, I don't know if you feel me on this, where he was the one releasing these videos of Av stealing bars and shit. You think that was a good move on Suge to plant the seed to the battle rap community that this guy is out here doing this, which I don't fully believe? What's your take on all that?
Man, you know, that was an interesting situation, man. I mean, first of all, I believe that Av didn't, I think he may have made a mistake with the verb thing. You know what I'm saying? I don't think he was thinking properly, and I think it's just bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, did he blatantly take it? It's hard to say, man. Like, the fact is, he did. He said it. So you gotta say, yo, you messed up right there. You know what I mean? The average, like, he's definitely got to take the L on that one because, boom, said it to him. Everything else, I don't really co-sign. And that's because you can do that with anybody, period. You can, like, you can't take a haymaker from anybody, from every battle out there, but, you know, battles flip bars all the time. Like, it's just something that is always going to continuously happen. Like, Shine had a Dawson bar. Niggas have been having Dawson bars for the past 8-10 years. Nobody's going crazy. So, you know, people pick and choose. Now, what I will say is, you know, average and anemic are no-nos, and he's feeling the brunt of that. He has to deal with that. As far as Suge, I thought what Suge did was, you know, veteran moves. You got to salute him for that because he was setting the tone. You know, it's a part of the game. It's a part of what happens. So he had to do what he had to do with that. As far as that particular battle, I gave it to Suge 2-1. I edged it to Suge on camera. It might be close. We might be able to give it to Av on camera. But, you know, as of right now, I have a Suge 2-1 edge.
You got Suge with it. Suge, I don't know how you scored it, Mickey. I had Suge winning the first round. Have winning the second and the third. Some people say it's an edge, but our edge is probably the Suge on a couple of watches.
Yeah, me too.
I like Suge. I like, because to me, Nicky, I thought Av some dry spots in the third that he picked it up. Dry spots, picked it up. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how you feel, but that's how I felt in his third round and shit.
Exact same way. Exact same way. Exact same way.
Were you surprised Av was getting heckled though? Because even through you in the building, I'm watching this on pay-per-view, Mickey, and this, you can hear through the fucking, my laptop, my nigga, who's getting heckled.
Man, I mean, I think he was reaching out to me beforehand, you know, let me hear, you know, some stuff, make sure it wasn't, you know, said by other people. And that opener, you know, I would have to take a little blame for the co-sign for that opener. We both agreed that him doing that opener would probably, you know, it would get a good reaction. You know, we was hoping that people would kind of, you know what I'm saying, laugh at it if it was delivered properly. But it just came off as awkward, and it looked like he really was kind of stealing. So it just kind of, it was a bad look, you know what I mean? So I would have to take a little bit of, you know, the blame for that one. When he asked me, I was like, yeah, I think you should. But I didn't think it was going to, you know, come out that way. But, you know, I feel like the heckling, man, like, you know, that was to be expected, man. Like, but I don't think it's going to happen anymore. I think, I think people are kind of seeing, you know, that he is trying. And he does have creative material. It's just, you know, the microscope is on him now.
Mickey, I don't know, fam. Yeah. I don't know, fam. That is my dude, but he's getting really... I mean, if you look at comments on the battles, my nigga, and if people are talking on social media, niggas is like, I mean, he's kidding. I don't even think John went through this shit like this, my nigga. Because niggas fucked with Av. You know, John, see, people, and John is my guy, but some people on the fence, not everybody gravitated to John from the rip. People gravitated to Av from the jump, my nigga. So it's like now, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas is really getting at him right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's stemming from anemic and average, man. I mean, some people say even the, you know, Stand By Me and the, you know, Eating with 12, those two to me, those are debatable. I think anemic and the average are the two big ones because it's one was Showtime's, well, one was Bird's biggest Showtime, the other was set to him. I mean, everything else is, everything else to me is debatable, man. Like, you can do this with, you can pretty much do this with every battle. Man. You can. It's
okay.
Not that difficult.
Now, Shaka said that his next battle or the person he's, I guess, looking forward to battling is DNA. Do you have any interest in Shaka and Sugar DNA, Mickey?
No, not at all. I mean, I don't. I mean, it's no interest for it with me. I mean, I don't see why. I mean, I think it's more so they're running out of people to kind of face off with. So, you know.
Shook told me, Mickey. Shook told me on the, he told me, he said, Dre, the reason I want to battle DNA, because that's the only top 10 nigga I haven't battled yet.
It's true. I mean, that's true. That's actually very true. I don't know, man. It's one of those things that's like, I don't know if I would want to see something like that, man. I would prefer to see a Rock Lee match or a K-Shine Ring match before that one.
Me too.
You know, you got to respect it.
Briz and Ill Will. Before the battle, Mickey, I said this was going to be battle of the night. Was I right or wrong?
To me, it was wrong. But it's close.
I got Briz winning this clearly, though. No, and I fuck with Ill Will, but I got Briz clearly winning this. Like, the 2-1 or damn near 3-0, nobody, though.
I got Ill Will winning it. 2-1. I think what happened was, you know, they had long rounds. And I think when Briz was going, I think people just kind of forgot everything Ill Will did before. And I don't think, you know, Ill Will was going crazy, man. Like, and I think because, you know, you saw it only one time, that's one of those, this is one of those joints you got to continuously watch and really break it down. I think Briz's energy that the night of and his performance really just kind of, you know, captivated people watching it live as opposed to being able to bring it back and see what's really going on. I think it's going to be debated for a while.
I don't know because I watched that. All right, it's still online, and I watched the battle at least four times, and I never left the battle feeling Ill Will really ever bought that back, ever won that battle. Is it more of, like you said a second ago, is it more of Briz's energy? Because I thought Briz's energy in the first round, the only debatable round that you can give Ill Will, to my opinion, if you're going to give him a round, is the second round. I thought Rothstein just cruised.
That's crazy. I mean, I haven't watched it again. I mean, I will say the first seeing it, I was like, you know, I was like, oh, I don't see what people are saying with 3-0. I just kind of was holding on to, like, thinking that, you know, Will had a great second and a great third, and I was running with the, you know, L-1 2-1. But, you know, I'll have to rewatch it. I mean, I could see people saying Briz won. I'm not mad at it at all. It's a preference. I think it's going to be a preference thing. I also think, you know, Briz is a multi-syllabic technon. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's just going to do multis and performance like Tech Nine. Like, I think he has his style down pat, and it's going to be difficult for anybody to beat him, man.
Yeah, because he's looked like he found his niche right now, and Rothstein is really running with that niche, though.
J-Rock really
and Chess.
I give it to Rock 2-1. Gave Rock 2-1? Second and third. Yeah.
Okay. I did like Chess first round, though. I thought Chess first round was fucking fire. I was like, Rock, boy, I know you know, you're notorious for the second rounds, my nigga. You ought to fight back. Because this little nigga right here, on his first round, he was fighting, Mickey. He was fighting. And the second round wasn't bad either.
No, I mean, people thought he was going to win the battle after his second round. And then Rock just kind of got very, very crazy. I mean, there's going to be some people that give it to Chess. But to me, you know, Rock kind of, he just kind of he upped the level and took it to a completely different level. That was pretty much it, man. Like, gotta give Rock his props on that one, man. Like, he did his thing, man.
I'm gonna skip a battle because we got somebody on the line that I'm gonna bring in a second so we could talk to him about his battle. I'm gonna fast forward his battle. Hold on, caller, you be on him a second. Rex and Shine, my nigga. I had going into this battle, I didn't think Rex stood a fucking chance against T Rex. I mean, against Shine and shit. Obviously I was right. Did you feel, I know Rex is your bro, did you have Rex winning this battle going into the battle?
Yeah, I did. I thought he was gonna pull it off, man. I really did. And you know, I thought he was gonna pull it off, man. I really did. But he just kinda dropped the ball. He dropped the ball, man.
Mickey, you be at these events for years. Mickey, you've been at these events for years before Smack had his motherfucking bed, my nigga. We've never seen, and you be in these buildings, Mickey. When have we ever seen T-Rex get booed, my nigga? Booed!
He got booed against Khan.
like this, though, my nigga? Like this, though?
No. Not like this. I mean, this was bad. This was bad, man. It was really, really bad. But I think it's because, you know, people expected something else, and he delivered wrong, man. I don't know.
Sorry, Rex. You're gonna get the Archie Bunker Award right now, my nigga. Yeah, Mickey.
He forgot. I think he forgot his second round, man. And there's no way.
You think? Mickey, hold on. The nigga went into some fucking Dos Effects kind of flow, my nigga. Like, really, Rex?
Yeah.
Let's call it Mickey. We're going to call it what it is, my nigga. Rex decided, you know what? Me and Lil Bro got issues right now. I'm just going to do it. I'm going to do this for a fucking check. I don't really give a fuck to battle this nigga. Now, were you one of these niggas that heard Rex's rounds and was out here talking about, I heard Rex rounds and Sean can't, he's not going to be able to withstand this shit? Because Daylight did
no.
it, Queen's Flip did it, Show Off did this shit. I mean,
nah. I mean, I didn't hear anything, man. I didn't hear it.
Okay.
I mean, I wanted to. You know, I was calling him like crazy, but I didn't hear it. And I wish I would have. But everybody,
you told that nigga Mickey. Would you have kept it funky with that nigga and be like Rex? This is a rough draft, right, my nigga?
Man, listen, I mean, I think at this point, I think when people listen to people's rounds, it should be more for to make sure they don't say anything that somebody else says. I don't care. At this point, I don't care about if somebody is around and says that person. It's nothing that anybody can do. It's impossible to know. It really is, because once you get on stage, that's it. Like, you could spit the grain around in your opinion, and then when somebody else hears it, it's not the same.
All right. I'm going to get a call in here right now. I just had a battle with Goods the Animal. This is my guy right here. Mr. Top Izzy. I want to get your opinion on this right here. Top Izzy, what's good, my nigga?
Hey, yo,
what's up, man? You're kind of far away, my nigga. Kind of far away, brother.
Yo, you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, you good now. You good now, Top. Mickey.
Yes, sir.
What's your thoughts on Goods and T-Top, my nigga? We're going to keep it funky.
Okay, so let me start this off by saying it like this, man. Last night, I was with some legends, man. I was with Mook. I was with Goods. I was with J. Mills. I was with Nemesis. I was with Smoke Dizza, Shizebub, Webstar.
Nigga, stunning right now. Stunning on us right now. Go ahead, Nicky. Go ahead.
And the reason why. No. But there's a reason why. The reason why was because me and Mook had a bet on Goods and T-Top. And, you know, Mook was going for Top. And I was going for.
I was too.
I was going for Goods. And, you know, we were arguing. Everybody there had, you know, Goods winning except for Mook. You know, Mook feels like top one. So, you know, he owes me some money, but he doesn't want to pay up the money. Now, we rewatched the first two rounds, and you know, I could give top that first round, man. Like in the building, it was different. It was like, you know, I gave good all three. Rewatching it, I could give top that first round, and then we kind of stopped after that. So we didn't watch the second round because it was so much yelling and the cops was coming out. It was retarded. But from what I remember, it was I gave it a good 3-0 in the building. And, you know what I'm saying? I think I'm guessing that it's 2-1 on camera, but I haven't seen the second and third round yet. You know what I mean? But everybody's definitely saying that Good's got the third round, and the second round is apparently a toss up, but I haven't seen it yet.
Good. I mean, top.
Yeah.
How you feel about the battle yourself, my nigga, overall? The feedback you're getting?
I feel good about it, man. You know, I'm hearing a lot of niggas saying Good's one, you know what I'm saying, whatever. But I'm also seeing a lot of niggas that saying Top one. You know, it is what it is, man. I feel good about the battle I had for it. You know what I'm saying? Definitely feel like I took the motherfucker. Yeah, that's what you asked, this shit. I definitely feel like I took it. I feel like he wasn't fucking with me, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, he had to cry. You know, they were welcome to see him. They were happy to see him back. You know what I'm saying? All that good stuff. You know what I'm saying? But on camera, just like he had a 3-0 in the building, on camera, that thing going to change for a lot of people. You hear me? That thing going to change for a lot of people. You feel me? So
now, Top, the conversation was the second round where people were saying Good's kind of did a veteran thing on you, a la Shotgun Sugar, a little different in the sense of he got you out of sorts on purpose and you fell for the booby trap just to see Dude react. Do you feel that way?
I mean, nah, not a booby trap. I just feel like a nigga was being disrespectful and just talking to him around. Like, you know what I mean? I done had niggas like talk like you might say a line and niggas like, nah, not true, or you lying. Or so, yeah, I mean, so she like, the nigga's having a whole conversation with a nigga in the crowd, a whole conversation who I'm battling, you feel me? So that's why I said something. I don't know if y'all wanted to call it a trap or whatever you want to call it. That's cool, but, yeah, I mean, I just felt like that was disrespectful.
What you think about that, Mickey? I didn't like Good's talking through the nigga rounds. I'm going to keep it taller.
Well, I mean, I was listening to an interview, I think 2 days ago, and somebody said that Top was Math was talking through Top rounds, and Top
Math talks to everybody around. Math talks to everybody around. But go ahead.
No. I'm just saying what I heard in an interview. They were saying that Math talked through Top's rounds, and Top didn't have an issue with it because Top was cooking them. But now because it was more of a, you know, I think they were saying that Good's, because that can be an attribute for Good's, that was one of the reasons why some people felt Good's beat Khan. Like he was doing like talking and he was doing like little jokey stuff and making Khan's bars kind of not seem to hit hard in the building and even online at some points. So people were saying that on that particular radio show. And I don't know, I haven't seen the Math and Top joint in a while, but I could kind of understand that. So do you feel the same way about that, Top?
Like I said, Math was saying shit as maybe the crowd was heckling in between bars or saying, come on, my nigga, a shit like that. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't having a full conversation, so it's a big difference to me.
Right. Well, I mean, if he was having a full conversation, then, you know, that's a little whack. I don't believe in that. You know what I'm saying? When I was watching it, it just looked like he was like reacting to some stuff and saying stuff to people in the crowd, like, that wasn't that good. And, you know, giving a hand thing, like, you know what I'm saying? And joking with Khan, right? In the full blown conversation. And I was watching
him about.
Some of the feedback that I'm getting, Top, it felt like through the battle, like some people saying that it felt like Good's the struggle bars against, no, nigga, I ain't struggling. I'm doing good. And it felt like some people were saying that it's the first time in your career where the struggle bars didn't work because a nigga tried to tell you, fuck all that struggle shit, my nigga. I'm living good. And that might overpower it.
But when was the last time I had struggle bars? I didn't have struggle bars in this battle. I hate when niggas say that. And they right. Taking my past battles and just categorize me as a struggle rapper. I didn't have struggle bars against Surf. I didn't have struggle bars against Good. I didn't have struggle bars, so I don't think it made my I had an angle during the third, or not really an angle, but I was talking to, I was working them in that third, so it didn't really overpower nothing I said because I wasn't talking mad drug shit. I wasn't doing that in my third, so that's just going for the people that's taking my past battles and what I'm known for and applying it to everything I do without even taking into consideration my growth. You feel me? So that's what I think that is.
Do you feel the first time you lost in a building?
In a building?
Yeah, the first time you go into a battle, you actually feel like leaving the battle, like you might have lost in the building.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, it was real after seeing, man. You know what I'm saying? It was real after seeing, man. They reacted to what he was saying. They liked what he was doing. You know what I'm saying? So, like, that might have been the first time I had, like, that type of opponent where it was that type of massive love for him. You feel me? So, yeah. But when I walked out the building, even though I know the crowd reaction was way crazier for his, I didn't walk out feeling like I lost the battle. I walked out feeling like, yo, I thought I worked him the first two rounds. He did not rap me better. He did not do nothing better. His first four bars was cool. I bought a pinky ring for 45. That doesn't take him out through the whole round, dog. That can't carry you through the whole round, your first four bars. I'm working that nigga, you hear me? Like, I'm serious. I'm really working this nigga. And I feel like my mic going in and out, you know, kind of felt the momentum. My bars wasn't hitting as hard as they would have. Like, we was watching the right MB, right there in Beasley Crib the other night on the pay-per-view. Like, my mic was going out for four bars at a time and two bars at a time and lines at a time, like important bars, and it was just crazy for the mic. So I feel like when the shit come out on camera, it's gonna be a total different response. That's why I ain't worried. Everybody that was in here the other night that watched that battle on pay-per-view with us, said, damn, man, you got them. And this is the niggas that told me, yo, Top. My niggas, yo, Top, you got clipped in the building, boy.
Yeah, Tom, you got clipped in my Top.
I'm up here watching the battle with smacking them niggas, you feel me? With right. Them niggas and everybody like, yo, yeah, that shit gonna look a real different on camera, boy. And I know it was. I know it was just the love, the energy, everybody with that feeling in the building. That's cool. But that work, it's all about that work. And it wasn't heavy.
I think, and I don't know if Mickey, you could chime in. Mickey, please chime in there, please. I felt you got the first round. I felt Goods got the second round, and I thought I edged Goods the second round because I watched it three times. A lot of people saying this, and Goods clearly got the third round. Do you feel the second round is the most debatable? Or you just felt you, what round are you giving Goods if you had to give Goods a round?
Are you talking to me or him?
Both of y'all.
I'd give him the third. You know what I'm saying? I said that on camera and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I give him the third. You know what I'm saying? You know, he was good in the third. He got nice responses from the third, and everybody seemed like the third. I give him the third. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just telling you, man, when that footage drop and that mic is clear and niggas gonna see that work, it's gonna be a different story. I'm telling you.
I mean, for me, again, I was only in the building. So for me, in the building, I had a 3-0 edge. And the audio / bootleg video that we were watching from the car, the first round I gave to Tops, you know what I'm saying? We didn't get a chance to go through the second round because it was too much yelling. Tops was wilding on us. So I can't really give a clear assessment on that second. But I haven't really watched it either.
But you do agree that things are looking a little different on camera from what you watched and what you felt.
Yeah. The first round it was definitely different. I mean, it was definitely different. You know what I'm saying? And even Goods was like, you know what? I'll give Top that first round. he said that, you know what I'm saying, when we was all together, you know what I mean? Like, so, I mean, for me, you know, I definitely can see that. The second, though, we didn't get a chance. I can't really speak on it on a playback because I haven't watched it, you know what I mean? But it's one of those things that, you know, me and Mook are going to sit down and watch because somebody has to pay somebody, you know what I'm saying? It's one of those things that has to happen, you know what I mean?
That's the fact, though, man. But overall, it was a good battle for me. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I did good. You know, as far as my work and what I brought to the table, I feel like I get better every time, and I'm trying different things. And I really feel like the crowd just ain't, in this particular battle, the crowd fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got a rapport with the crowd, with the fans and everything. They fuck with me, I fuck with them. It was just like on this particular battle, they just wanted to hear what Goods had to say every round. Like, they just wanted to hear Goods. Like, even when Smack Day, yo, coming to the stage is Chita from North Carolina, yeah. 1,200 motherfuckers in there. It's like 18 niggas that clap. You hear me? Like 18. So I'm like, okay, they ready to hear Goods. You know what I'm saying? But I just went in there and I fought, you know? And I feel like I came out on top.
Did you feel the same way going into the battle that Goods gonna, you have to try to take the crowd away from Goods going into this battle in the writing process? Was it different in the writing process?
I wouldn't really say like the writing process was different, but you know, I knew I had to gain more of the crowd. You know what I'm saying? I knew that definitely would be a factor, especially in the building. You know what I'm saying? Would be to gain more of the crowd, man. Once I walked in there, I was like, oh, these niggas up here for fucking pizza I talk about. It ain't gonna be good. You know what I mean? So, it like, at that point, you can just kick your work, man. You know what I'm saying? And stand tall. You know? And that's what we did.
Because you always hear people say, Mickey and T-Top, that Goods is hard to beat. Why do y'all think people say it's hard to beat Goods?
Because
he's not ball heavy.
I think a lot of it has to do with the style of rapping that he exhibits. It's a couple of guys that are like that, like him, Ice. Like they give off a feel. They give off like a specific New York feel that the crowd kind of relates to, because they only battle pretty much in New York when they're doing street battles. So it kind of already plays into the mindset and the psyche of a person that's watching them. You know what I'm saying? They give off a feeling like, I don't really care about them. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna be up here and I can pretty much say whatever I want to say. And because of my aura, because of my presence, because of how I'm dressed and my reputation, that's going to rock with what I got to say. And y'all not going to really listen to what this person has to say. And that's what bleeds through the screen sometimes, but in the building, it bleeds on stage. And I think that's one of the things that's pretty hard to kind of hard to, you know, capture and just have an attribute for. Like, a lot of guys just don't have that attribute. But if you do have it, it helps. And obviously it's helped them from this point on, you know what I mean?
I agree with that. You know what I mean? Especially like, you know, when you battle when you're in your backyard, you know, like, the fans that's in your backyard gonna relate to what you're saying more, you know, and relate to your style more. So I can think that.
Speaking of backyard,
the URL events is like 50% New York, 30% Jersey, maybe 20% out of Queens. You know,
right?
So, and battling in New York would be your own backyard.
Is there any talks with y'all having a home game?
It ain't really no talks about us having a home game. You know what I mean? That ain't really talks.
I've been trying to petition for Rock to get one for a very long time. I want to say for about the past 2-3 years. I've been trying to get Rock to get one. I feel like he's long overdue to finally. He hasn't had one since PG Skillet, so I think he deserves to have something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that'll be dope. That'll be dope, man.
Top.
Yeah,
a lot of people saying. A lot of people saying now they want to see you and Av battle. Do you think this is the perfect time for you guys to battle? And for you, especially with all the scrutiny that he's going through as a battle rapper, do you think this is the perfect time? Maybe a summer madness type shit?
No, I don't think this is the perfect time. I mean,
okay.
If it come, you know, man, like, I ain't never been pressed to make battles, and I don't feel like my back is against no wall where I got to make a choice like that. I'm still feeling like the king, you know what I mean? I'm feeling good right now, you know what I mean? And just because Av going through what he going through, I don't mean I'm just ready to battle him just because of that. Like, I ain't into kicking the nigga while they down. You feel me? I want a war when it's time. You feel me? I want him to be on top of his shit. I'm on top of my shit. I don't want it to feel like his back against the wall. He got to go. You know what I mean? No shit like that.
Right.
So I'm still a nigga. You feel me?
The reason I say that, Top, because who is left for you to battle?
It's still a couple names, man. You know, it's still a couple names in there. You feel me? But, you know. Like I said, I ain't really pressed for him. You know, me and B's are talking about a couple things. So, whoever, y'all will see soon. Yeah, man, y'all will see what's going on. But, like, yeah, I mean, like, it really ain't a lot of niggas left, though. Especially, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like as far as top tiers, I done did what I wanted to do. I mean, well, as far as legends go, you know what I mean? I done battled the legends and I got like six top tiers or legends or whatever you want to call them under my belt on the smack stage. You feel me? So, like, as far as that, I'm good, man. So now it's just like whatever the fans want to see. Like, now if they hype for the ass shit, then that's what it is. If they hype for me versus goddamn Sandman Joe, then that's what it is. If they talk about whatever they want. That's okay. I'm giving it to them now, man. You know, we just want everything to be right on them. On the business too, man. You know what I mean? But everything been looking right, so we
could. I think me and a couple people still want to see Calico, you and Calico, man. I mean, I think that's something.
I would not mind seeing that.
I think that's something that needs to happen. I mean, aside, but I agree with Tottenham. It's been so many different. He's taken out a lot of the people. If not taking them out, has gone against them. So him and Calico is pretty much the last guy, you know what I'm saying, or Rock. Those are the only two left, pretty much, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, T-Rock, Calico, that's definitely an option. You know, a couple other guys. So we're going to see what's up, man. You know, 2017 just started. Yeah, maybe already starting out with victories, you know what I'm saying, so. We just blessed right now, man. We just bored. I'm trying to see what else come our way, man. Project's dropping. We doing NWX mixtapes. I'm dropping Bare Necessities. I'm dropping Visual. You know, we working, man. Ain't nothing stopping over there, man. We doing shows. We still got shit lined up. We not playing right now, Trey. Yeah.
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 Good.
That's what it is. But listen, man. Mickey, T-Top, I appreciate y'all rocking with me, man. You know what I'm saying? Late night edition type shit tonight, man. I appreciate both y'all brothers and shit, man. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, for sure. No doubt, man. For sure.
Y'all niggas be cool, man. Top, Mickey, I appreciate y'all, man.
All right,
yes,
man.
Sir.
All right, brothers. There it is, man. T-Top, shout out Show Gotti. Shout out Mickey Facts. Y'all niggas be easy, man.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family,
cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.